This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, the Marketplace Morning team is looking at multiple forces, especially economic forces, shaping migration. We're calling our series Barriers to Entry, the Cost of Crossing the Southern Border. Today, how social media has transformed the illegal business of transporting people seeking better lives. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall reports on how a popular direct messaging app has greased the wheels for the multi-billion dollar human smuggling business.
I first met Pedro in a northern Colombian migrant camp where he was guiding Haitians, Cubans, and Venezuelans through the forbidding forested hills of the Darien Gap towards the Panamanian border at $100 a person.
Hello.
2 years later, we catch up over a WhatsApp call. I'm using the pseudonym Pedro to protect his identity because he himself has come to the U.S. and has a pending deportation case. He says when it comes to migration, WhatsApp is the platform to make it happen.
Para la inmigración, pues, excelente porque es que...
It's encrypted, free, anonymous messaging, and works even as you cross borders, no international phone plan necessary. Before his trips to the Panamanian border, Pedro would connect with soon-to-arrive migrants on WhatsApp. He'd have motorcycles or horse-drawn carts ready to get them to camp and let them know costs ahead of time. Most of the thousands of dollars collected each day from migrants ultimately went to the Clan del Golfo, a powerful drug trafficking and paramilitary group. Pedro's WhatsApp number would get passed from migrant to migrant. Then, on Pedro's own journey to the U.S., he coordinated with a coyote in Mexico who sent him names and meetup points on WhatsApp. TikTok and Facebook have also been used in smuggling, but more as a way to advertise services, says Nilda Garcia with Texas A&M International University. She sees coyotes offering trips on Facebook groups.
A lot of people responding, asking for their services, asking for more information.
Guadalupe Correa Cabrera with George Mason University says Facebook and TikTok is where misinformation spreads, especially during immigration policy changes, and that could push a migrant to reach out to a smuggler.
I would contact someone who can provide me a more clandestine form to enter the United States or a faster form to do it.
They may turn to friends or family for a recommendation. And once they have a number...
WhatsApp is the way to connect the smuggler with the client.
The platform gives the smuggler anonymity, reduces costs, and has standardized their customer communication. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.